from the Gospel of Matthew. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you lock people out of the kingdom of heaven. For you don't go in yourselves, and when others are going in, you stop them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cross sea and land to make a single convert, and you make the new convert twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the sanctuary is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the sanctuary is bound by the oath. You blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the sanctuary that has made the gold sacred? And you say, whoever swears by the altar is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on the altar is bound by the oath. How blind you are! For which is greater, the gift of the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And whoever swears by the sanctuary swears by it and by the one who dwells in it. And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by the one who is seated upon it. Brothers and sisters, we see here a passage of the gospel where Jesus is angry. He's really angry. And he sends maledictions, seven of them. It's towards the end of the Gospel of Matthew when we see a sense of drama. Jesus will soon be put to death. It's in that context that he says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, for you lock people out of the kingdom of heaven. I live in South Africa. It's a country where you have an enormous difference between rich and poor, one of the biggest gaps between the rich and the poor in the world. And you see many people excluded from a certain number of good things. There's about 10% are on medical aid. It means those have easy access to health care. The others have to join long queues in hospitals. Same thing for schools. Same thing for entertainment. Everybody is either in or out. Now, that's what Jesus is talking about. He's angry at those who, on purpose, exclude people, make people out while they are in themselves. But the gospel today is not only about social and economic exclusion, even though we know that Jesus was aware of it and concerned about it. It's something even worse, is to be excluded from the kingdom, to be excluded from proximity to God, from access to faith and hope. And that's the worst crime. And Jesus is angry because some people give themselves the right to exclude others. And we Christians should take that warning very seriously, because we may think we are good people, but if we do that, is the sin of the sins. And I think, in positive terms, this gospel says something very important on God himself, from Jesus, who spoke about God, is that the kingdom of God is for everybody. There are no people in or out of the kingdom of God. And let's spend the rest of the day with this idea in our mind. Everybody, without exception, even the worst people, have access to the kingdom of God. Amen.